Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Shalom, saints.
Hallelujah. It's a blessing to have you out here today on Youth Takeover Sunday. Let's just shout out to the youth. Any youth in the house? I didn't put an age limit on it. I just said any youth in the house. If you are youthful, say so. I love it. Because we you know, it's cool. I feel youthful. Who knows what? Who's my age that knows what I'm talking about? We do. We do. It's a wonderful day. We've been talking about spiritual architecture and design for life on Youth Sunday, and I'm almost done, and I don't have a lot of time to finish this out, but fear not. There's something that I do want to talk about that I have some time for. And this is simply just motivated by the Holy Spirit. We're talking about building and rebuilding our lives, and that is important. But there's been something that's been happening lately, and I want to address a couple things. I've been getting like a lot of emails and texts and DMs. Somebody said, what's that? That's a direct message. We got to get them, we got to educate them, you know, on that. If you're on Instagram and stuff, people can direct message you. I've been getting messengers. Who knows what that is? That's when somebody sends you a message through Facebook. Why is all that? Because it's like there's so many things going on in the world. And there are so many people that are scared, concerned. I'm so glad I'm here with the people of God. The people of Yahweh. We're not scared. But I need to reassure some of y'all, because some of y'all are sending messages like, oh my God, what's going on? So it's germane for the church to talk about these things. What things? There's a lot of things going on, current events. We got fires going on, man. We got political upheaval and turmoil. We got confusion. All these things. Who has not been under a rock and knows like there's some serious things going on in the world today? Who doesn't know that there's been things going on in the world today? Then everybody should have raised their hand for that first. Who knows that there's some serious things going on? Yes, yes. So go to Luke, the 4th chapter. I've been asked my opinion. What does the word say about stuff? Okay. So one of the things that's happening in society. So this message is entitled for the people that have to label it. What's going on? Every now and then you need a what's going on message. We see a movement, right? And many people are coming forward to say what has happened to them. There's some things that they felt wronged. You have this harassment going on, this abuse going on. And people were hurting or are hurting. And I believe a lot of this is answer prayer. Because the Holy Spirit told me to talk about deliverance in Bible study. One of the things that hinder a person from being delivered is letting go of some things that happened to them. Right? Abuse, be it verbal, be it sexual, be it... And we have to talk about these things because there's a tie of forgiveness in that. And we've been commanded to forgive, but a lot of times we hold these things on the inside that keep us from releasing it so we can forgive. Because the enemy wants to keep us bound. But I praise Yahweh that we serve a God that wants us to be freed. He wants us to be delivered. He doesn't want us to be bound by those things. And not only is it people in the world that have experienced these things, but people, believers, church people have experienced these things. And they've experienced some things pre-salvation. And the sad part is that a portion of their salvation life is hindered because of the things that happened pre-salvation. So what we're seeing, my prayer has always been, I want to see people delivered. And there are hurt, there are wounds that go so deep. Something can happen to a child like at 5 years old. And then I can counsel the 55-year-old person 50 years later and try to assess what's going on in their life, and they trace it back to five. So after 50 years, they still have not received deliverance. And it's sad because Yeshua told us that that's what he came to do. And so today I want to kind of touch on what Yeshua, what does Yeshua say about this stuff? About what's going on? And I can find a solace, you know, because a lot of even believers are running around like acting brand new. Like we have not heard that these things were going to happen as if they were fairy tales. Right? And then now that it's happening, or it's being revealed in such a real way. This is not a scary time to be a believer. This is one of the most prolific times in history to be a believer because we are seeing it all unfold. And praise Yahweh, he's prepared us for a time such as this. This is no coincidence. This is no accident that you growing up in this time. This is the time for the believers to rise up and actually stand up on what they believe in. Do we have any believers that are going to stand on what the Word is saying? So for the little time that I have, so Luke, the 4th chapter, 16th verse. Yeshua is so bold. He's so... I've said this before and I've gotten some flack from it, but he's gangster. Because he just like, no matter what the situation is, he's just bold and he just makes his statement. When he sees injustice or when he sees something going on, he's going to speak on it. And so years ago in the word by the prophet Isaiah, he prophesied that there would be one to come that was going to, the Mashiach was coming, and that he was going to do certain things. And so believers grew up on the word, on the Torah, because that's what it was. And they heard that he was coming. But isn't it crazy how he came and then they were like, couldn't even recognize that it was him. You know, they were expecting something else. but the way he came. So picture this. It had been prophesied verbatim what Yeshua, what the coming Savior is going to do. So now we have Yeshua in a synagogue. And they're telling him to read scripture. So he opens it up, opens up, and he reads a passage that's about to blow them away. So if we go to Luke, and which I love Luke, and we're going to spend most of our time in Luke today. 4th chapter, 16th verse. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. What is he about to do? Right? He's about to read a passage. He's back. Now he's back in his hometown. He's been called to do this work that he was born for. And so he says, on the 18th verse, he started reading. And this is from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, because he hath anointed me. He's reading this from the book. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of Yahweh. And he closed the book. And he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, i.e., they were still looking at him. After he closed the book, read the scripture, closed the book, handed it back to them, went and sat down. They were still looking at him. And he said unto them, as gangster as you please, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. This is what he said. Here I am. You've been talking about the one that was to come, the one that would heal the brokenhearted, the one that would set the captives free, the one that would preach deliverance. And guess what? You're looking right at him. I'm right here, smack in your face. Can you believe that? They didn't believe it. But what he came to do was right here. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. There are people that are poor in spirit. There are people poor in need. I came for them. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing healing take place. Believers, if you're brokenhearted, he's come that you would get that healed. Believers, if something happened to you when you was a teenager or a toddler or whenever, he's come to heal that. He wants to heal that. He doesn't want you to leave here without getting the freedom and the deliverance that he came for. If you're brokenhearted, he came for you. And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying people that are brokenhearted, what? coming forward and saying, this happened to me. If only the people of Yahweh would just come forward and say, this has happened to me. And I want to be healed. Father, I know you're a healer. I know you're a deliverer. I know that you set the captives free. Right now, I'm captive in my mind from what happened to me. But I know you want me to be free. Right now, I release that in the name of Yeshua. You have to. Tell your neighbor, we have to release it. To preach deliverance to the captives. Recovering of sight to the blind. Not just physically blind, but there are people that are jaded because of spiritually blind. Things have happened to them. And a lot of people are sitting up in the church house blind and bound. I'm telling y'all, you don't have to be blind and bound. Freedom is here. Deliverance is here. Healing is here. Whatever you need is here. But he needs a response. With everything that happens, he needs a response from us. Yes, I trust you. Yes, 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 I want to release this. Yes, I want to give that to you. But we can't receive it a lot of times because we bad. You know, we can handle it. We man enough, we woman enough. So we reject what Yahweh. How dare you? You're carrying loads that you weren't meant to bear. You weren't supposed to be carrying this stuff all these years. He said, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. I watch out for you. I take care of you. There's no need for you to be carrying this stuff all these years. So what I'm saying is people coming forward, yeah, it's happening in the natural, but this spirit of Yahweh is saying that. There's stuff that he wants the church to move forward and do. But many don't have the freedom to do that because they're bound. And so in what is going on, we should be able to see. If they're getting natural deliverance, what about me? I want to get deliverance too. So that I can get over that and move into the spiritual high ground that he has called me to. So it's a plea because we don't want to go into this new year with these shackles. They're shackles. They're things that I see in the spirit world where that he wants to break these chains and stuff. It's not just women that got chains. It's men that got chains. And so we're seeing that happen. So what's going on? It's an awakening of sorts. But of course, they want to politicize it, saying it's because it's an election. Shut up. No, really. These things are not being revealed because it's an election. There was already a move. There was already a saying that we're not going to take this abuse anymore. We're not going to be silent. We're not going to shut up anymore. We need our freedom. But I'm speaking to the church because the church still needs freedom in a whole lot of areas. It's the people that make up the church. And if you let 50 years of hurt keep you in bondage, Yahweh can't use you the way he wants to use you. And also, Yahweh cannot demonstrate, you're not giving him the ability to demonstrate the deliverance that he came for. People need to see you free. People need to say, hey, if they got set free or made free, I can get made free. So I want to see that. I want to see us talk about these things. And what we like to do a lot of times, we like to sweep stuff up under the rug. Don't we? We are good rug under sweepers. We do. Stuff happens, we just lift that thing up and we just sweep it under, and there's a big old lump under the rug, and you just walking over it, and you walking around it. Raise that rug up, sweep that stuff out in the name of Yeshua. That's what he's calling the church. So I see a lot of times we see things happen in the earth is the spirit realm. There is a yearning, because I know I'm not the only pastor that's preaching or that's praying for the deliverance of the people that are in the church. Because we see blockage, and it's like well, what's causing the blockage? And it's hurt and being spiritually blind, and it's these wounds. And all these things. So we want to see that. And that's what he came for. So if he were to be able to speak on this, which he did, I've come to heal the brokenhearted. I've come to set the captives free. Not just in the world, but also in what? In the church. Go to Luke, the 21st chapter. What is happening? Why are we seeing all this turmoil? Why are believers like tripping right now? So I'm going to say some stuff. And I'll start by saying, don't let folks tell you that something is Christian when it's not. Don't fall for an okie doke that tells you it's better that there are reasons why we need to put a pedophile in office. I can look over that because he gonna do this. Mm-mm. We gotta listen. Either we gonna stand up for what's right, or we. And I'm not gonna let somebody dictate that to me. I'm gonna let the word tell me how I'm supposed to respond to that. We letting this person and that person say, oh, well, you need to do this because they're going to do this. Now, what does the word say about it? They asked him, saying, Master, when shall these things be? Because this is what Yeshua did. He was talking to his disciples about what was going to happen in their immediate future. And then he was talking to us about what was going to happen to us in the last days. And so he was basically prophesying on what was going to happen with them and then what was going to happen with us. But even the stuff that was going to happen to them in their immediate future is going to happen to some of us. Because this thing is wrapping up. And so it says, so they were concerned, Master, when will these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? Saints, you can't be spiritually blind anymore. You got to be able to see what is going on. Well, I don't want to watch the news because it's so depressing. You need to know what's going on. Now, I'm not telling you to watch CNN 24/7, because that'll mess you up. But you need to have a general sense of what is going on in the world. What? And he said, 8th verse, take heed. And this is part of what I'm trying to get over to you. Don't just let life happen to you. Take heed. Wake up spiritually. And I said this in Bible study, and I will say this in this setting as well. Some of us are not spiritually woke. The world wants to take that term of that, you know, you're not awake. But some of us are not woke spiritually. And things are, and y'all was trying to speak and say stuff, and y'all just not woke. Y'all asleep. If anybody's supposed to be spiritually aware and discerning, it should be us. So tell your neighbor, wake up! Seriously. We gotta wake up. And say this. You don't have to yell it though. Don't you? Tell your neighbor, stay woke. Spiritually. Because he was like, listen, you asking me, you want to know, right? So he says right here, take heed. And there's a reason why I need you to take heed that you what? Be not deceived. What does this mean? Does this mean that there are going to be some believers who are deceived during this time? Absolutely. There are going to be believers that are convinced that some things are okay for the greater good. I'll say what I want to say next scripture. And he said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name. What does that mean? Many are going to say that I'm speaking for God. They're going to say, I'm doing the godly thing. Because I'm called an evangelical, that gives me the right to tell you that. Well, I'm not saying that for me. I'm saying there are people out there. Everybody that says they're evangelical ain't evangel. There's some evan hell going on out there. Yes. Don't preach down from me from your bully pit and tell me what is godly. I get my directions from the Word and the Holy Spirit, and that's and it needs to jive. It needs to make sense. What he's saying needs to be truth, and what he's saying is truth. And I'm matching up what you're saying with what this is saying. And he said, be careful, because there are going to be some people that says, I'm Christian, and I'm giving you the best Christian direction at this time. And if you do not listen to me, then you're not a Christian. Dude, I bind that in the name of Yeshua. I'm a real believer. I don't know what you are. I don't know what you coming in, because my Savior warned me. He told me that there were going to be some people just like you that was going to be saying that they're believers and that they were speaking for you. But I have the discernment, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Ghost to know that you a lie. Come up here lying to me. And this is what I need you all to do. I need you to put on your discernment and keep it on. Because everybody talking about heaven ain't going up. He told me, this is Yeshua. This is him talking. This is him giving a heed of warning. And he says, they're gonna come in my name saying, I am Mashiach, meaning I am from him. Some of them even saying that they are him. And the time is drawing near. So what? Go ye not therefore after. Don't follow that crowd. Where's she at? Well, I would say that to one of our sisters. Don't follow the crowd when we was kids. Don't follow the crowd. But hey, y'all, you heard it. December 10th, 2017, 12:47 p.m. You can't follow all that foolishness that's going out there. I don't care what church they say they from. I don't care what politi church that they say that they're attached to or party. And right now, I'm telling y'all, I'm not affiliated with neither of them parties. Don't call me Republican and don't call me no Democrat. I'm a spirit-filled believer. I'm independent. You're not gonna tell me how to think. The only person that's telling me how to think is this word right here. So don't attach me to no foolishness on both sides. This is stuff we gotta know, because some of us are being brainwashed by the media saying you're supposed to think like this. If you're a Christian, you're supposed to think like this. And if you don't think like this, then you're not a Christian. If I'm in Alabama, I'm gonna tell you that I ain't voting for that foolishness. You're gonna tell me to vote for pedophilia. And it's supposed to be acceptable. Because there's supposed to be some greater good at the end of this tunnel. Listen, y'all gotta be true. You gotta try the Spirit by the Spirit. And see if these things be. You gotta look in the Word and search the Scriptures to see if these things be. So don't tell me who I'm supposed to be endorsing. Shut up. And then after I tell you what the word says, you're going to tell me that I'm wrong? We're not doing that. Stop falling. Y'all need to know what's going on. Because we're going to be falling for stuff. And then this foolishness, this pseudo-Christian foolishness, is sliding us right into the Antichrist. You're not going to be able to know who's who. He didn't tell us that we were supposed to sit up there and align ourselves when we're supposed to be ruling and legislating government, legislating righteousness. He says no man or woman comes unto him unless he draws them. You ain't going to force nobody to be a believer by putting law. Following what the Scripture says about our lives. This is where we get our marching orders. And if you're sending me some other marching orders, some other stuff, I'm rejecting that. So he says, he told us, don't go after them. Don't follow them. And they're going to come in my name and they're going to act like they're believers. Ninth verse. But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified. See, who is he talking to? I need to hear that. Because, you know, there's a lot of believers out here saying, oh, God, I don't live in a place that has a bomb shelter. I need a basement. Nuclear fallout. Listen, hey, you know what? I'm doing the will of Yahweh. And if that's how it's going to go down, hey, hallelujah. I really want to be raptured up. But I ain't running scared. We need to go to Canada. We need to move to Canada. Baby, this thing is going worldwide. It don't matter where you go. You can't run. You can't hide. So he knew that. Maybe people said, oh, we need to go here. We need to go there. He said, you're going to hear of wars and commotions. But basically, if he could do it in today's vernacular, he would say, but don't trip. For these things, what? They have to happen. And this is what I need to tell you, believers. Some stuff has to happen. It has to happen to fulfill prophecy. So you're going to see some stuff that is unchangeable, unmovable. It's just got to happen. Why? Because he told us how this thing is going to go down. But he was like, it's a beautiful time because you'll see it happening just like I said it was happening. And I'm telling you, don't trip. I got you. I got you. And he says, but the end is not by and by. There's some things going to happen that is not going to be the end. You know? Just like sometimes when we're directing music, it's a false end. We ending it once, but we about to kick up that reprise, man. So it's not the end, but when this is, we would do this. If it's the first ending, we would do this. Right? And then we're going to kick that thing in a couple, two, three or more times. But when it's the end, he was like this. So there's going to be some stuff that's not the end, but you know that the end is coming. But then when it's the end, you better be ready, baby. You better be ready for the double fist. That you got your stuff in order. And so it says this. Be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not what? And the 10th verse says, then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against what? Kingdom. These things are going to happen. And the 11th verse says, and what? Great earthquakes shall be in divers places, or what? Different places. And famine and pestilence and fearful sights. You guys are going to see some stuff go down that is just like, oh, what is happening? But what? And signs. Great signs shall be from heaven. So we did some studying. You're going to see some stuff happen in the weather, in the atmosphere. There are going to be some stuff that you, and we're seeing it. We're seeing that global warming, right? Stuff that it just wasn't like that. We're seeing like floods, right? So we got earthquakes and the floods and all these different kind of crazy storms and stuff. And that has not been on the register that high. These, I believe these hurricanes and things have only gone to a certain number. Now the number is a little higher. Who's a any hurricane experts out here? You from another state or whatever? And they say category 5, right? That's a big one. But they were like, this category, this almost like you need to create a 6. Instead of the supercharge. Supercharge 5. That's never happened in this lifetime. In history has this never happened. But guess what? It's happening what? Take it as a sign. And go here. Go to 20th chapter, the 20th verse. And the 20th verse says what? Oh, and this 20 through 22, and I'm doing this for your own study. I don't have time to go over this, but this was an immediate thing that was happening. This is talking about when Titus came through Jerusalem and his armies came through Jerusalem and tore up the temple and all that stuff. He was telling them that was before it happened. So he was showing them that this is going to happen in Jerusalem. And don't get it twisted. There's some stuff that we're going to see in Jerusalem. There's some prophecy that has to be fulfilled today in Jerusalem. There was some fighting because of a statement that was made. Some stuff has to happen. But then they're going to have this turmoil. Tell your neighbor, watch out. Watch. There's supposed to be all this turmoil in the Middle East and in Jerusalem, And you really know that the end times is right there on the brink when somebody tries to create the peace treaty. Listen, neighbor, there's some fuzzy areas. See, some of y'all gauge your Christianity or how good you gonna be. You trying to base it on world events. Well, there hasn't been peace in Jerusalem yet. He may sweep us out before that totally happens. Because some of y'all saying, oh, I got 7 years left. Not true. You don't know what you got left. No man knows the day or the hour when the Son of Man comes. So my advice to you is two words that I have lived by for quite a few years. And those two words are, stay ready. Stay ready. So let's go to the 25th verse. This is back to what he's talking about happening now in these last days. 25th verse. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. We're going to see some stuff that we have never seen before. And one of the things that we hadn't seen before is all these blood moons that were happening. And then with all that going on and upon the earth, distress of nations. Okay, this is the part that I really like. With perplexity, how on earth can this stuff happen? Anybody perplexed? I'm perplexed. I'm perplexed that the person that's in the Oval Office can get away with all the stuff he's gotten away with. And but maybe some things have to happen. But the world is embracing crazy. The world is embracing wickedness. I can act a fool, and I can still keep my job. I can say outrageous stuff, and I can still what? Keep my job. I'm perplexed. How can this be? How can evil be good and good be evil? Because these are perplexing times. Why do y'all let that happen? Because some stuff has to. This world is getting crazier and crazier. Nuttier and nuttier. Saints, just because the world is nutty, you ain't got to be nutty. Just because they losing their minds, you ain't got to lose your mind. He's telling you, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Don't let go of me. This is not the time to let go of me. This is the time that you what? Hold on tighter. The sea and the waves rolling. 26th verse. Men's hearts failing them for fear. Women's hearts failing them for fear. And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. The powers of heaven, what? Your faith is going to be shaken. If I could say, and I don't want, and I'm not going to say it, whose faith is shaken, I think almost a whole lot of hands will go up. Because it shakes your foundation. Anybody ever experienced something that's just so booming it shook the house? Like, what is that? That's why I praise Yahweh, that I know that faith is emunah. It's the Hebrew word emunah. And emunah means the roots go deep. Emunah means unshakable, unwavering. Because guess what's going to happen? Your faith is going to have to be emunah faith. Because these things that are happening could shake your very foundation. But hallelujah, if you're rooted in emunah, you got your faith roots deep, you ain't going nowhere. But this is the time where people, the church is losing people because people are scared. The church is losing people because people are confused. The church is losing people because people are deceived. Yahweh is not the author of confusion. He wrote a book and said, I know you're going to be hurting. I know that you're going to be wondering. So let me tell you what's going to happen. And prayerfully, after I tell you what's going to happen, you'll make the steps. Because when I see this stuff happen, I'm like, hallelujah. You said it was going to happen, Yahweh. And guess what? 27th verse. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud. One. That's what I want to see. I want to be the one to see him come back, and I want to see him come back with power and great glory. But before he comes back with power and great glory, I want to demonstrate his power and great glory on this earth before he returns. And when he comes back, he'll be like, yes. Because that's what we're supposed to do. If he's coming with power and glory, we're supposed to be living in power and glory right now. He says, when the Son of Man, the scripture that says, when the Son of Man comes back, will he find faith in the earth? Am I going to find people who really believe that my word is true? Am I going to find people who are deeply rooted, unshakable, unmovable? When I come back, am I going to find that? And the 28th verse says what? And when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. We got anybody that's going to be looking, head lifters? I don't care what's going on in the world. I'm looking to you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Your power is coming. Your glory is coming. Look up. Look up. Look up. That's where your help comes from. Up. That's where your strength comes from. Up. That's where your power comes from. Up. That's where your authority comes from. Up. Look up. Hallelujah. To you, Yahweh, because our redemption draweth nigh. Father Yahweh, we're looking up this morning. We're looking up this morning. Father, there are things going on in the earth. We know this. But you gave us power to tread over serpents and scorpions, over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. So we're not living in fear, because you told us you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So we stand encouraged this morning, no matter what is going on in the world. We're holding on and we're looking up. We're holding on and we're looking up. We're holding on and we're looking up. Father, many believers have not been standing in this power and this authority. You told us these things were going to happen. So our desire should be that of spreading your gospel, spreading your word of victory and power telling others that you're coming back, but saying that your deliverance is here. All the things that people need, you've come to heal the brokenhearted. You've come that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. You've come to show us the way of salvation. So we're not scared. We're not afraid. But rather, we're empowered. We're bold. We're ready. We're ready to be used by you. We're ready to spread your gospel. We're ready to encourage people. We're ready to share our testimony. We're ready to help others in transformation. So, Father, right now, give your people, minister to us that we should be operating in your boldness. We should be operating in your power. We should be operating in your glory. And Father, thank you. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Ruach HaKodesh. Thank you for the very breath of God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It's in you that we move and have our being, Father. So we ask right now, Father, continue to show us. We don't have to be afraid. Continue to show us that we've got truth. And Father, right now, I want to thank you for truth. I want to thank you, Father, for in a world where you don't even know what the truth is, you've given us truth in your word, and you've given us truth in your Holy Spirit. So we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, Father. We're ready to stand. We're ready to be used by you. In Yeshua's mighty name, we are that great army, Father. You're raising up an army. We are that great army. And right now, thank you, Father Yahweh, for giving us the power to stand as your army. We stand in your power. In Yeshua's mighty name, we pray. Aman and aman. Hallelujah. Father, just bow your heads really quickly for one moment. I have to do this.